Willie Nelson was just a young guy who drove all the way from Houston to Nashville. He'd just written a song he thought was pretty good. A man named Charlie Dick heard it at Tootsie's Orchid Lounge right out the back door here. And he wanted his wife, Patsy Klein, to record it. So he took Willie to their home on Hillhurst Drive to wake up Patsy and sing her the song. Willie waited in the car. He wasn't sure this was a good idea. But Patsy came out. It was around midnight, and she got him, and he sang it, and she recorded the song the very next week.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you loved me as long. For somebody new.
It was 1946 when Hank Williams went to the offices of Acuff Rose Publishing on 8th Avenue South in Nashville, and he brought some songs for Fred Rose to look at. Fred Rose thought they were great, but he couldn't believe that this skinny kid from Mississippi had written them. So he locked him up in a room, and he said, "You write me a song in there, and write it about a poor boy from the valley who falls in love with a rich girl up on the hill. See if you can make a song out of that one." And Hank Williams came up with A Mansion on the Hill, and Fred Rose signed him on the spot.
Tonight, down here in the valley, I'm lonesome and old. As I sit here alone in my cabin, I can see your mansion on the hill. Oh, the light shone bright from your window. Trees stand so silent and still. Oh, I know you're alone with your pride, dear, in your loveless mansion.
It was 1972. Dolly Parton decided to end her partnership with Porter Wagoner, and she drove into his office and told him. And then she drove home. She remembered that it was raining and she was crying. She drove home to Brentwood, to the first house that she and her husband had ever bought. There was a seat on her sofa facing the fireplace where she always sat to write her songs. And she sat down there and she wrote, "I Will Always Love You."
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you each step of my way. And I will always love you. I will always love you.
Love It was in spring of 1993. Gillian Welch was driving west out of Nashville on Highway 100. It was about 8 o'clock in the morning. She was going to work at a bed and breakfast called Lyric Springs, where she made beds and she fixed breakfast. And she had it in mind to write a song for Ralph Stanley. She was out near the Loveless Cafe when it started to come to her. She wanted to write hardcore bluegrass, nothing fancy, nothing frilly. And she had most of the song by the time she got to work. She walked around making beds, singing it in her head. When she got back home that evening, she sang it to her boyfriend, Dave. And he said, "Well, you won't have to worry about that one." Afterwards, she sang it for a music publisher named David Conrad. He hired her on the spot as a staff songwriter. And it's the song that launched Gillian Welch in Nashville, a song called Orphan Girl.
I am an orphan on God's highway, but I share my troubles if you go my way. I have no mother, no father, no sister, no brother. I am an orphan girl. Blessed Savior, make me willing and walk beside me until my mother, my father, my sister, my brother. I am an orphan girl. My mother, be my father, my sister.
Songs that were born here in Nashville, Tennessee. You could put up plaques.